Armagh have been having a little bit of trouble this year. They've suffered a number of defeats and they were down near the bottom of the table. So I suppose we knew that we had a, had to play actually away to them and at home to them with our remaining games. So we were always sort of confident that we would maybe get those last few points that we needed to win the league. And when we came up yesterday, the guys were very professional about how they went about the game, and they treated Armagh with a lot of respect, to be quite honest. And we went out and performed really, really well, and we were fairly dominant from the beginning right through to the end.
And that, of course, performance has been there throughout the season, because you have been the league leaders for most of the campaign, David.
It has been. We've shown a lot of consistency right from the beginning of the season. In fairness, when we brought the group of guys together, they've been very committed from the beginning of the season. I'd have to say, at the beginning, we wouldn't have set our sights on winning the league or anything like that. But in doing so now, and winning the London Cup as well, we're sort of the league and cup double. So we're really, the effort that the fellas have shown has really reaped the rewards for all that effort.
And on the scoring front yesterday, there was, what, five guys in total, but George Patterson stayed in the limelight. He scored 4 of that 10 yesterday.
Yes, I think afterwards he was very happy with himself. He reckoned that he had doubled his tally for the season. So I think when he was getting a goal or two, he really wanted to keep going at that. But that's what we have found all season, that we have goal scorers in quite a lot of positions on the pitch, and that has been a big help for us. And that sometimes we find when teams have tried to close down, what they would see has been one or two or three of our key players. We have plenty of other players then who have been able to step up. And in fact, in a lot of the tougher and tighter games, it's been those type of players who have really shown us what they're made of and have really been able to step up.
Yeah, and it certainly takes the pressure off now in the remaining matches, having wrapped up the league with a few to go.
It does indeed. We are still involved in an All Ireland Cup competition, the Irish Trophy, and we are playing in that game in the quarter finals of that competition this coming Saturday in Raphoe. So I suppose what we have been, while we're able to maybe relax a little bit more in our remaining three league matches, we're still very much focused on that competition. We play on Saturday at home to Dublin University, and I know the guys, even after yesterday, it wasn't a matter of us resting on our laurels. They were very much saying, right guys, back to training again this week again, let's be up for it, let's be really ready to go against Dublin University on Saturday.
Yeah, what's the opposition like at that level? Because obviously you won the Ulster version of the London Cup at the start of the year, which started the year, got the year off to a fantastic start. But what are you going up another level now when you're in this Irish competition, David?
It would be, yes, because in that we would be up against all of the teams basically from Munster and from Leinster. So you're coming up against all of the non-Premier League teams in those provinces. And at the moment there would be a number of strong teams. One of the Rathgar Chiefs who are in the Leinster League, they've actually won the Leinster League title already. And I believe Bandon from Cork are another notable side, and they are all still in the quarterfinals. But again, there's no way we can ever look beyond playing against Dublin University. On Saturday, we played against one of their league compatriots, Clontarf, in the previous round, and they gave us all of the trouble that we needed. And to be honest, I can see Saturday again being a very tough game, and we'll have to be right at our very best if we want to progress.
Just back to the Ulster Senior League Section 1 title, which you won yesterday. What's the history of Raphoe winning this division, David?
It would be, I think it's about 5 or 6 years now since we won it before, and then before that again, you'd be going back a similar length of time again. And what has happened a lot of the times, and what happens with most teams who won the senior one, it's a very tough transition to make the step from that league up to the Premier League, because at that Premier League level, you're week in, week out coming up against teams who have full Irish internationals in their team and Ulster interprovincial players and guys who are experienced at playing at that level. So really, it'll be a great challenge for us. I don't see, I can't see anybody not looking forward to it. I think everybody would be really, really looking forward to the challenge and giving it a good go.